Let's talk turkey with a Central Illinois producer who says you might be surprised at the demand he's seeing for Thanksgiving birds.
Instead of having 10 or 15 people that are having Thanksgiving of five, but they still want to cook that 18 to 20 pound turkey.
That's Travis Yorty. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, November 25th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with a record number of McLean County residents hospitalized with COVID-19, now up to 23. And hospital capacity has dropped. Just 1 in 6 hospital beds is available, and 1 in 10 intensive care beds is open. Hospital officials in Bloomington Normal are plotting what to do once those beds are full. Eric Stock reports.
We're truly at a critical point, really, in our juncture against our fight against COVID.
That's Colleen Kanaday, president of Carl Broman and Carl Eureka Hospitals. Kanaday and Lynn Fulton, president of OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington, urge the public to rethink Thanksgiving plans. Fulton says, make it virtual if you must, but limit it to people inside your COVID bubble.
Let's provide some distance and give this pandemic time that it can wind down. We're in kind of the home stretch, we hope.
Hospital officials say their biggest worry as coronavirus cases rise is will they have enough health care staff to treat patients. Kanaday says staffing needs change by the hour, and as community spread of the coronavirus increases, it's getting harder to keep workers safe.
With such widespread community spread of COVID, more and more of our staff members are becoming infected.
Kanaday says about 4% of Carl Health System staff has contracted the coronavirus. At OSF Healthcare, that number is 15%, and several healthcare workers have died. Fulton says early in the pandemic, hospital staffs could travel to where they were needed most. Some OSF staff helped at hospitals in Chicago. Fulton says the luxury for hospitals to bring in temporary staff doesn't exist anymore.
Staffing is a finite resource. There isn't a truck full of nurses or techs or physicians just waiting to come in.
The hospitals say they have some leeway. They can pull staff from outpatient services as needed. They could also postpone elective surgeries, as some hospitals have recently done. Governor J.B. Pritzker put a temporary hold on those surgeries early in the pandemic to free up hospital space. Lynn Fulton at OSF says they don't want to do that again. OSF has since seen a rise in heart attacks and strokes.
Whether their appointment with our cardiologist or what have you was put off or done differently, we are seeing an escalation in those patients today. And that's another reason why we're trying to push and keep as many electives and ambulatory care as we can.
Hospital space is also a finite resource, but Carl and OSF say they have some flexibility. OSF St. Joseph recently opened a COVID unit by temporarily closing a transitional or short-term care center. Fulton says OSF can also transfer patients to its hospitals in Pontiac and Peoria if there's a bed shortage. McLean County is also exploring alternate care sites where patients could be treated. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says that would only be activated in an extreme situation. Both Carl and OSF have rolled out programs that enable patients with mild COVID cases to track their symptoms at home. Fulton and Kanaday say they hope a coronavirus vaccine will alleviate the burden on the healthcare system and get life back to normal. They are less optimistic about a new antibody treatment that the federal government has started to distribute. Regeneron has received emergency use authorization. 300,000 doses are supposed to be distributed by January. Carl Broman's Colleen Kanaday says early supplies will be so limited, few patients will get the treatment.
It would be misleading for the community or provide a false sense of hope that there is this great treatment that's widely available at this point in time.
Lynn Fulton says only OSF's highest risk COVID patients would get Regeneron. The McLean County Health Department's Jessica McKnight says some of the recent COVID data shows some hope. Testing positivity rates have dropped in recent days from near record highs. She says maybe it's a sign that people are taking notice. I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County reported its 50th COVID-related death yesterday. It was a woman in her 30s with underlying health conditions who was not associated with a long-term care facility. State senators had pointed questions for the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs about its response to an outbreak at the LaSalle Veterans Home that's already killed at least 27 residents. And Heartland Community College in Normal is adding a certification program with an eye on the area's growing need for mental health support professionals. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. While the COVID-19 pandemic is prompting many people to change the way they celebrate Thanksgiving, business has remained brisk at one large Central Illinois turkey farm. Joe Deacon reports.
Travis Yorty of the Yorty Turkey Farm in Morton says the initial onset of COVID-19 brought a great deal of uncertainty about the fall season.
We didn't know quite what to expect when all this hit, so we had our birds already ordered back in March and April, and we just figured we'd roll with it.
But Yorty says that gamble has paid off, as the farm is busier than it was a year ago. He says the pandemic has actually led to the increased business, with many people remaining in the area instead of visiting out-of-town relatives.
Seems like a lot less people are traveling, so a lot of people are staying in the area, and people that wouldn't normally have Thanksgiving here in Central Illinois, they're having it. So demand's up pretty good for us.
With smaller gatherings recommended, it would stand to reason that half-sized turkeys might be more popular this year.
We thought that would be pretty high demand, but it seems like a lot of people that are having Thanksgiving, instead of having 10 or 15 people, are having Thanksgiving of 5, but they still want to cook that 18 to 20-pound turkey.
While he admits demand for 23 to 24-pound turkeys is not as high as normal, Yorty says that although people may not need the full-size turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner, it seems they still want plenty of meat for leftovers. I'm Joe Deacon.
Before we let you go, be sure to listen Friday night at 8 as we bring you another episode of our WGLT Presents series, this time featuring Bradley Theater's A Christmas Carol radio play. Also, a reminder that this here podcast is on hiatus for the rest of the week. So stuff your face, grab some leftovers, and we'll meet back here Monday morning. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit and Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.